Proclamation number 3808 of 22nd of June, 1946. Dwellings in the Father's House. Eternal Home. And I will introduce you into my Father's house. If I have given you this promise, you may be blissfully happy in the knowledge that one day you will enjoy the delights of eternal life as children of God, for my word is truth and my promise will be fulfilled if you comply with my will. All adversity will come to an end for you, every earthly worry will fall away, and in freedom of spirit, and bound by earthly matter, you will be allowed to dwell in those realms which belong to the kingdom of the blessed spirits and are exceedingly glorious. On earth you cannot grasp the bliss which is granted to the souls in the kingdom, and yet you should believe my word and live such that you will be able to move into the Father's heavenly dwellings after your death on this earth. The dwellings which the Father's love has prepared for His own and which will truly be the abode of those who have become mine through their will and a way of life and love. Why then do you still worry about your physical well-being if you know that your earthly life is only a short transition to true life in eternity? Only use your earthly life for the right shaping of your souls, and your fate in the beyond will be incomparably blissful, for you will be given everything your heart desires. But make sure that your heart's desire is not for the body will pass away, but what remains eternally is only spiritual good, and desire this with all your heart. Then your soul will dwell in exceedingly beautiful surroundings. It will move in creations which you are unable to imagine on earth, and it will be in its home, in the Father's house, where the Father's nearness makes it infinitely happy and His love provides it with everything which increases its bliss. For my love for you, my children on earth, is exceedingly great, and I prepare a blissful life for all of you if you return to me of your own free will. For there are many dwellings in my house and they are all waiting for you to occupy them and to be able to behold my glories which I have prepared for you. Live on earth in love and my love will be granted to you in the spiritual kingdom. Give to your neighbor in love what he needs physically or spiritually, and my love will give to you in the same measure, for as you measure out, so will it be measured out to you in my kingdom. And believe in my promise, then the short earthly life you are still granted will be bearable for you despite all adversity, for whatever is taken from you on earth. I will give you a thousandfold in my kingdom if you voluntarily devote yourselves and thus detach yourselves from matter in order to receive spiritual good. For the time of your earthly adversity is short, but your life in eternity will last forever, and there will be no end to your bliss in my Father's house. Amen.